Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hall of Famer, three-time World Series champ, four-time Manager of the Year, Tony La Russa, kind enough to join Joe Lo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Tony, thank you so much for your time. How's life been treating you?
Well, like everybody else, you know, we're having a duel with the virus and very disruptive, and you definitely don't want to complain. You just want to hang in there and make the best of it.
How do you feel about the way baseball's handled it so far? The league, the union have been getting together, trying to figure out the best way to go about this in terms of service time, contracts, payments, whether or not they'll try to play a full season in front of fans. Do you like the way they're handling it?
Well, I think they're doing what they should be doing, and that is they recognize that the game is the most important part, and whether it's the ownership side, organization side, or the player side, the union side. The healthier the game is, then the better off both sides are. So they've had serious conversations, and you can't exaggerate the issues. I mean, there's some really difficult issues out there about playing. You know, I mean, service time and compensation. But right now, it's just, you know, will it be possible to resume play? And if we do, what does the season, the postseason look like? And the only thing you can do is do what they're doing, man. In good faith, discuss from both sides and come up with a solution.
If baseball resumed without fans, would that be something that the players and the managers could handle, or would it be just too odd for players to be able to play in that situation?
Well, I absolutely think that it's going to be necessary to start playing with no fans in the stands, just because I cannot imagine waiting until you feel comfortable putting thousands of people next to each other.
Right.
So I think that, I'm aware a lot. I listen, watch TV, or, you know, I'm a walker and I listen to the radio when I'm walking, and people are, you know, they're really looking for content. It's, you know, they miss their sports. Well, one of the things that's going to happen, if we could play and you could televise the game, even if they're not fans, you're going to have fans all over the country, you know, all over the world watching you. So I think it's a very realistic way to get back out there as soon as it's possible for us to be close enough health-wise to play. But I think it'll be a time, you know, a longer time before you're comfortable having people actually sit next to each other.
Well, Tony, if they get this thing going, of course, and baseball gets back to normal, of course, without the fans, how long is it going to take the pitchers and to get back? You know, they were throwing, you know, 50, 60, you know, pitches. How long would it take them to ramp back up? Or what are guys doing? Or can they simulate a game type of atmosphere without going through some type of camp?
That's probably the most important question. I'm glad you asked it, because, you know, I mean, we all understand that if you started camp tomorrow from square one, the position players would get ready quicker than the players. And one of the reasons is that they can do their activities every day. You know, you can
take
ground balls every day. You can take a bunch of swings in the cage and on the field in different situations. But a pitcher can only throw, and that's the thing he does. He can only throw if you're a starter. And once you get in shape, you know, you throw and you rest 4 days. And your relievers, you rest 2 days. So the big issue is going to be, you know, what you do to preserve the health and then the effectiveness of the pitchers. And I know baseball is working hard to try to figure out how to make that happen and get back on the field, but that is the number one consideration.
Tony La Russa joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Skip, one of the reasons we wanted to bring you on is that to fill some time over the last few weeks, we're doing a Bay Area Championship Madness bracket. We're taking some of the great championship teams of all time here in the Bay Area, and we're pitting them against one another in a March Madness-style tournament. Well, one of them that came up recently was the 1989 Oakland A's, who you know very well. We'd love to talk to you about that season a little bit. Just take us through at the beginning of the season, spring training, what expectations were like, what you guys were thinking heading into the 89 campaign.
Well, I'm going to start by telling you what I think about, you know, where we would rank. And I'm a great believer in not disrespecting anybody, whether it's the great 49er teams or the Warriors or the Giants. But there isn't any team that would be better than the 89 A's because they were absolutely complete in every way, not just talent, checking every box, but also in their attitude about teammates, playing hard, playing tough. So, you know, the way I like to look at it is, in fact, Reggie taught me this, so you don't disrespect, you just say whatever the conversation, whatever football team, whatever 49er team or Raiders team you figure is the best, or the best Warriors team, you know, whichever one of those Giants team, then you put, you just put them all in a conversation and respect every one of them, but the 89 team had not only was it a great, was it a really, really good team, almost great, but once you added Ricky, then we became truly great, and we added Mike Moore, which added, you know, an outstanding starting pitcher to the rotation, but it had something else, man. It had a fever going because we had gotten beat in the 88 World Series, and that first spring training meeting, I can remember there's a picture that I've seen where we were in the gym there at community college, and I'm talking, and you can look at the guys paying attention to me, which yeah, I think they rarely did. That one there, I had their attention. It was all about we were going to be on the mission to get back to the World Series and win it. So to me, that 89 team, when you look at the talent, I mean, you look at the outfield, look at the infield, you look at the star rotation, you look at the bullpen, you look at the toughness, the team leadership we had, the mix of young. You know, we had these three Rookie of the Years, and we had the veterans. You had guys like Parker and Henderson and Carney, and on the pitching staff, Stu and Welshy. I mean, you know, Eck, Honeycutt. It was a perfect team. And as a coaching staff, we knew that all we had to do really with that team was just tell them what time the game started and who we were playing.
Let's go back to the World Series just for a moment, because you dominate game one. Stu throws a shutout. Game two, Mike Moore is unbelievably dominant as well. And then obviously game three, the earthquake hits, and it's a 10-day delay, and you're able to come back with Stu and Mike Moore. Some have used that as a way to denigrate just how great the 89 A's team was, but Do you feel like if the quake never happened, you guys still would have gone out and disposed of the Giants?
Yeah, I'm trying not to get upset, because we had Bob Welsh, who the next year, by the way, won 27 games to Cy Young. So we had Bob Welsh. We had Storm Davis, who won 15. We had Curt Young. So we had starters to pitch in a 7-game series. So that was just a happenstance. And we pitched both the guys, and they both pitched good. My favorite part of that was that through Dave Duncan, you know, each had really worked hard on a split finger. And the master of all, Roger Craig, said that he's seen some good and outstanding split fingers. But what Stu and Mike threw up there in game one and two were in a special category. So, no, that team had the starting rotation depth. And it had the bullpen. That team only won 99, which I know people talk about. 88, we won 104, and 90, we won 103. But we had Jose and Eckersley that missed almost half the season. So, you know, we were not as strong, and that cost us a few wins here and there. But they were back for the second half in the postseason for sure.
Tony La Russa, three-time World Series champ, kind enough to join Joe Lo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Skip, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Stay safe out there. Hopefully we can do it again soon.
All right. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.